care for our Mother Earth. Dr. McKinley of Awareness Magazine interviews a group of experts on environmental issues. What do you think is the biggest threat to the environment today?
The biggest threat to our environment today is the way we, as human beings, see our environment. How we see our environment shapes our whole world. Most of us see everything as independent from one another. But the reality is that everything is part of one interconnected, interrelated whole. For example, a tree may appear isolated, but in fact it affects and is affected by everything in its environment. Sunshine, rain, wind, birds, minerals, other plants and trees, you, me. The tree shapes the wind that blows around it. It is also shaped by that wind. Look at the relationship between the tree and its environment, and you will see the future of the tree. Most of us are blind to this interconnectedness of everything. This is why we don't see the consequences of our actions. It is time for each of us to open our eyes and see the world as it really is. One complete whole where every cause has an effect.
Hello, Dr. Sin Q. In your research, what environmental issues do you find most pressing?
Two environmental issues that we find most pressing are deforesting and global warming. Mankind has now cut down half of the trees that existed 10,000 years ago. The loss of trees upsets the ecosystem, as trees are necessary to build topsoil, maintain rainfall in dry climates, purify underground water, and to convert carbon dioxide to oxygen. Trees bring water up from the ground, allowing water to evaporate into the atmosphere. The evaporated water then returns as rain, which is vital to areas that are naturally dry. Areas downwind of deforested lands lose this source of rainfall and are transformed into deserts. Global warming results from the burning of fossil fuels, such as petroleum products, resulting in the release of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases then trap heat, resulting in warming of our atmosphere.
Mr. Naxon, thanks for participating all the way from Australia. What do you suggest the readers of Awareness Magazine can do to help the environmental problem?
The simplest way to help the environment is not to impact on it. Tread as lightly as you can, take as little as possible, and put back as much as you can.
What is your specific area of concern regarding the current and future state of the environment?
Air and water pollution are our number one priorities. It is hard to understand that we are polluting the air we breathe and the water we drink. These are two elements that are not inexhaustible, and we must realize that once we reach the point of no return, there will be nothing left for future generations.
Mr. Desai, what an honor it is to have this opportunity to interview you. Can you please share your wisdom with our readers and tell us where you see the environmental crisis heading?
We are not separate from the problem. We are the problem. We live divided lives. On one hand, we ask industries to support our greed for more and more conveniences, comfort, and possessions. We have become addicted consumers, which causes industrial waste. At the same time, we ignore the connection between our demands and the exploitation of Mother Earth. When we are greedy for more than what we need for our well-being, we always abuse the resources of our body and the Earth. We are nurtured by the healthy condition of Mother Earth. In humans, if the mother is ailing, the child suffers. We are the cause of the ailing planet, and we are the victims.
In closing, I thank all of the participants. I have learned a great deal about what I can do as an individual to help the environment. I hope these interviews encourage the readers of Awareness Magazine to take action and develop your own strategy. Too many of us just sit back and say, "I'll let the experts deal with it." Meanwhile, we are killing the planet. My aim of this interview is to show how one person can make a difference. Thanks to all for offering your wisdom.